In preparation for Lectio Divina, I invite you to take a few deep breaths. Inhale through your nose so that the air goes all the way to your belly, and exhale through your mouth. Inhale and exhale. Breathe in the love and grace of God, and breathe out whatever tension or stress you carry. See if you can set aside the worries and concerns of this day and allow yourself to be here now in the presence of the Holy and Gentle Spirit. The reading for today is John chapter 8, verses 51 through 59. As you listen to the Bible passage, notice what word or phrase catches your attention. Jesus said, "Very truly I tell you, whoever keeps my word will never see death." The Jewish leaders said to him, "Now we know that you have a demon. Abraham died, and so did the prophets. Yet you say, whoever keeps my word will never taste death. Are you greater than our father Abraham, who died? The prophets also died. Who do you claim to be?" Jesus answered, "If I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father who glorifies me. He of whom you say, 'He is our God,' though you do not know him. But I know him. If I would say that I do not know him, I would be a liar like you. But I do know him, and I keep his word. Your ancestor Abraham rejoiced that he would see my day. He saw it and was glad." Then the leaders said to him, "You are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham?" Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, before Abraham was, I am." So they picked up stones to throw at him. But Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple. Listen again to the Bible passage and ask God about the invitation God wants you to consider in these words. For example, God might invite you to trust that God cares for you and for all things. Listen for God's invitation to you in these words. Jesus said, "Very truly I tell you, whoever keeps my word will never see death. The Jewish leaders said to him, "Now we know that you have a demon. Abraham died, and so did the prophets. Yet you say, 'Whoever keeps my word will never taste death.' Are you greater than our father Abraham, who died? The prophets also died. Who do you claim to be?" Jesus answered, "If I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father who glorifies me, he of whom you say, 'He is our God,' though you do not know him. But I know him. If I would say that I do not know him, I would be a liar, like you. But I do know him, and I keep his word. Your ancestor Abraham rejoiced that he would see my day. He saw it and was glad." Then the leaders said to him, "You are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham?" Jesus said to them, "Very truly, I tell you, before Abraham was, I am." So they picked up stones to throw at him. But Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple. Listen once more to the Bible. Ask God to help you respond to God's invitation for you, and then quietly rest in God's presence. Jesus said, "Very truly I tell you, whoever keeps my word will never see death." The Jewish leaders said to him, "Now we know that you have a demon. Abraham died, and so did the prophets. Yet you say, 'Whoever keeps my word will never taste death.' Are you greater than our father Abraham, who died? The prophets also died. Who do you claim to be?" Jesus answered, "If I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father who glorifies me, he of whom you say, 'He is our God,' though you do not know him, but I know him. If I would say that I do not know him, I would be a liar like you. But I do know him, and I keep his word. Your ancestor Abraham rejoiced that he would see my day. He saw it and was glad." Then the leaders said to him, "You are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham?" Jesus said to them, "Very truly, I tell you, before Abraham was, I am. So they picked up stones to throw at him. But Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple. To end Lectio Divina, thank God for this time together and say Amen.